Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Tom Rivers is our ABC News correspondent in London. Tom, what's the status on the World Health Organization and this research that President Trump is apparently cutting off funding for?
Yeah, well, I guess we're kind of in limbo. We're kind of hanging out there because the president says U.S. funding is paused. Kind of an unusual word. Basically, I guess, even when he's satisfied, along with a lot of other countries that are not so vocal about it, they want an investigation into Wuhan, how it started, who knew what, when, where, why, etc. We're a long way from getting the final report. But assuming that happens, who knows, a year, 2 years down the road, if it passes the scrutiny test, the U.S. probably will kick back some money, obviously, into WHO. A couple other things need to happen, though. I think China now, you know, it's our equal economic partner in the world, pays about a tenth of what the U.S. does. Mm-hmm. I think there has to be some reorganization on the ledger sheet. And also they've opened up what's called the WHO Foundation, saying, look, we're used to getting money from the big players of the world, but we're willing to take it from anybody, be you a billionaire high-tech person decides that, yes, they'd like to help other people around the world. If they want money from some of the smaller countries, they'll take that too. In essence, they're just passing around the begging bowl of saying, we need some money right now. Please throw in some money.
When you talk about the WHO, give me a brief primer. What do they actually do? You know, a lot of people get fooled by names. Like the Department of Education doesn't really run any schools. It just gives directives to schools. So what is the WHO actually doing?
Yeah, they stacked up with, you know, some very, very senior medical experts from various countries around the world, and they basically get together. They huddle when there are quote-unquote global dimensions to things like Ebola, MERS, SARS, now this pandemic. And they try to coordinate as best they can a global response, because if you work together, you can oftentimes solve things a whole lot better than individual countries spinning off doing their own thing. So that's kind of what it does. Also, the funding has to help those poorer countries that don't have the infrastructure that the U.S., that the U.K. has, et cetera, and help them through the hurdle and get to the other side of, in this case, a pandemic.
But they acknowledge that their reaction to this circumstance with the Wuhan coronavirus was not ideal, right? I mean, they coming from China, things didn't work as well as they would have hoped, right?
Well, yeah, exactly. But the question really was, why was there not a whole lot of strong criticism of China at the time, and the president has made that point, saying basically, you know, you just can't just say, well, I tried to talk to them and they gave me no answers. No, we need some answers. When did the authorities in Beijing know that there was a problem in Wuhan? What did they do? Did they actually immediately jump on it, or did they kind of shrug their shoulders for a week or two?
Yeah, and
these are important things.
Did the WHO cover up for them?
Well, again, you know, we have. We were hearing in this particular case, that the director general might have been alleged too close to China. Well, again, you've had a lot of hand-picked Western officials in international organizations as well over the years. And we have wielded our influence upon them. This is not the first time in the world this has happened.
Yeah. It's interesting to observe, and you know, President Trump doesn't seem to have any problem shaking things up. I think that's probably a good thing in the long run, although the Europeans may not like it. Tom Rivers, who is live for us from London, whenever we've got a question over there. Thank you, Tom. Appreciate it.
Take care, John.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.